Blog Talk Radio.
Me a piece a little while ago about a Pink 38. Seems that a lady in Florida answered the door at 3 in the morning. She got taken off to her bedroom where the boyfriend got a severe beating to his head trying to go to her aid. And that's where she went and got the gun and shot the guy. So, she shot him 7 times, hit him in chest, groin, thigh, neck, and back. They think that the pizza guy had was the accomplice. We're getting down to the pink handgun he brought it for last Christmas. And he said she wasn't a good shot at the range, so I guess adrenaline kicked in. That's true, Art. A woman with a gun is scary. Bill taught his wife how to shoot a 9mm. We got RoboDog in the house. Art, we're waiting for a couple other people to call. But, Jesse might call from Biggs. Anastasia might call from Sweetwater. RG's going to call up north, let us know what Attica's up to. And the other thing is, thing about the Vagos, they filed they're suing the XDA for defamation of character. He called them a criminal organization, cockroaches, and terrorists. Said they defamed them to the media after targeting them in a sweet call operation everywhere. They add that the county sheriffs under Petco's direction harassed them for months before the sweep. The claim the defendants filed was defamatory statements expressly stating that the club was a gang, an extreme threat, a criminal organization, that its members were cockroaches and terrorists, and its members were responsible for a series of attacks and attempted attacks on government buildings and employees of the city of Hemet. They claim in a press conference after the raids that they posed an extreme threat to law enforcement. When you try to kill law enforcement officers in this county, you're going to get a very significant response. They practice an extreme brand of violence. Wow. There's no information on when this is going to go to court, but they're being represented by some guys out of L.A. And then I got an email from a bait 15 today. Seems they're having hard financial times and a tough decision was made that instead of selling out our newsletter, the Bailing Wire this month, He's sending out a letter asking for donations to the state office. So it's online. It will be available online if you wish to read or print it out, or by going to the website, which I'll put up in the chat room. But, yeah, these guys do a lot of work for bikers' rights. So if you guys can help them out with a donation, go for it. And we got Blue Sporty calling from Canada. Actually, she's in the chat room. Hello, Blue. How's the weather? Kind of chilly and rainy the last couple days here. Yeah, still waiting for that caller. But I changed the website a little bit. Started adding a little more pictures, a little more flyers. And anybody wants anything promoted, just send me a flyer. We'll take care of it for you. I put a flyer up for a bait today, so it should be in tonight or tomorrow on the blog, be able to read it. But what it's for is on May 23rd in Sacramento on the South Capitol steps from 10 to 1. They're going to have attending the Freedom and Motorcycle Rally. Hey, John Del Santo sent me a thing today where you can park between 10th and 14th Street. It's reserved from 8 to 6. So, yeah, they expect a show of force. But as soon as the cops hear a show of force, we're all over there. Anytime, it's like I got a couple of calls. Hey, Art, you'll like this one. I got a couple of calls. Hensley's in Carlsbad, and two of the bars downtown told they can't have anybody in there associated with a club. So they started that bikers discrimination shit again. I talked to my attorney friend, and we just have to start throwing out the IA complaints again, get the names of all the officers involved, and just start hitting them hard that way. And then we'll see what happens. But it goes back to what I was talking about last week when we had Todd on. He talked to one of the ex-chiefs here. Been gone for about 10 years now, but he told him he liked what I was doing, but to be careful. Said I'm kind of pushing hard, but that's the way it is. Yeah, that was Hensley's in Carlsbad, Art. And then we got one of the callers, so let me see what this guy's got to say. Hello, Pete, is that you?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Not much. I was trying to get Gino has quite a story to tell about the state police, what they did to him a week ago, but he said his phone is stuck in roam. He's stuck in roaming mode with his cell phone, and he couldn't call in. So he told me if I wanted to, not now, but maybe later or now, whenever, tell his story. It's pretty messed up. The state police.
We got city police about a week ago
in Massachusetts, and it was a big setup. And if you want to hear the story, I'll tell it. He wanted to come on, but he said his phone was stuck in. I call from my house phone when I call in. He only has a cell phone, and he lives a few towns over from me, and he's stuck in roam mode. So it says he told me it cost him 75 cents a minute. So he said if I wanted to tell a little bit about the story, I could do that, about the bullshit that they put him through, the Mass State Police with canines and everything showing up. So anyway.
Take a deep breath and go for it.
Okay, here's what I know about it. He was driving. Now, Gino has a past. He was in major 1% club for 20 years. He's now in a Christian club. He wears a Christian patch. The Loyal Sons Motorcycle Club, that's his club. But he's still mocked because of the club he used to belong to. And he's big. You know what he looks like, Phil. You know, you've seen his picture.
Yeah.
He stands out, and he called me up, and he said, seven state troopers just stopped him, seven.
When we take pictures, that's one of the guys, that size usually put me in the front so you could see me.
Well, him, he stands out. I mean, I guess they had been following. He's not involved in any. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. Now, 30 years ago, the man is 65 years old, so he did have a history. I mean, he has 182 assault and batteries just on police officers. It's no big secret. You Google his name, you read all about the guy. He even has his own TV show. But he's a good guy, and he doesn't do any of that shit anymore. You know, he's over it. He's old now. So, but anyway, he had the detective following him on the highway in a black, I guess it was a Crown Victoria, unmarked. And he had his mother's car. He was driving his mother's car. And this black unmarked Crown Victoria got in back of him for no reason, pulled him over. And asked him who he was associated with and wanted to see. He had his patch on. He was coming from a meeting or something, church or this club, and he had his patch on, his Loyal Sons patch, his Christian club. The bottom rocker says Jesus Christ on it, whereas, you know, we usually see the state, it would say the state, it said Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus, whatever it might be back. I can't remember how they have it. But so this detective, before you know it, there's like six or seven other state cops that show up, and they get him out of the car. But they haven't even told him why they stopped him. And the detective, who's in this, like, he said he was in like a $1,000 suit, you know, all black suit, black car, everything, says, you know, what's in the trunk, what's in the back seat, what's in the glove compartment. Gino's trying to tell these guys, listen, you know, there's nothing in this car. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I'm not a criminal anymore. That's my past, you know, and they didn't care. And didn't even ask his permission. They just started ripping his car apart, his mother's car. It wasn't even his mother's, 85 years old, 86 years old. His father was a cop. His father used to be a cop. His father's dead now. His father's a cop from a town out here called Leominster, Mass. And, you know, his mother has a special license plate. They call it a low number plate. In Massachusetts, you can get a low number plate if you're a cop, a judge, somebody important. It's hard to get a low number plate. His mother has a low number plate on the car, and she has a police sticker on the back. You think the cops would have given him a little bit of a break, but they saw who he was. They ran background, and the other.
Yeah, maybe he's stealing the car.
What's that?
Maybe they thought he was stealing the car.
Maybe they did, but it came back to his mother when he ran the plate, you know. But you know, they really thought he had something on him, and they didn't even ask him permission. They didn't, you know, if they smelled marijuana, or if they saw a crack pipe, or if they saw guns or something, anything. They, you know, the most they saw was a bingo bag in the back seat, you know. So, you know, they had his trunk. They went to his trunk, his seats, and his everything. They had him detained, and they had a dog there and everything. And he ended up, the detective said, "I'm giving you a ticket for speeding." And he Gino says, "How was I speeding?" I says, "I'm stopped dead in traffic on Route 2. I couldn't even move." He gave him a $210 ticket. He says he clocked him, no radar, anything, clocked and estimated his speed, and he let him go. Well, what Gino didn't know was the whole thing was they were actually watching his son, okay, because Gino's son is a troublemaker. And I don't even like the kid myself, his other son. He has sons from many different lines. Anyway, he's back in the pen now. He went back to jail a week ago, but they were watching him, and he was into some things. Gino is his father, his real father, same last name. So they thought Gino was involved in some of the things that his son was doing. So I guess they had been following him for quite a while, and they said, let's stop this guy and see what we can find in his trunk. They didn't find anything. You know, they gave him a $210 ticket, and they let him go. And he called me up, and he told me about it, and he said, you know, this is bullshit. And I said, listen, bro, they just can't start ripping through your car like that. You know, they have to ask you permission, or they have to have a probable cause. They have to see, you know, drug paraphernalia on the seat, smell something, see a gun, see ammunition on the back for something. And they didn't. They just
didn't.
I know all about it because I've been through it, you know. And it just violated them big time. And I told them, I said, you need to sue their ass, man, because, you know, they had no right to do that. None, you know. Nothing would lead them to believe that he had anything. But it was him. It's Gino Gentile, you know, and he's famous here in Massachusetts. I mean, he just Google his name, like I said. But that was 30 years ago he's been doing that shit. 30, 35 years ago. He's an old man now, you know.
Was he a fourth waiver?
Was he a fourth waiver? I don't know.
He was the fourth waiver that had carte blanche.
He was a middle finger, I can tell you that much. He wasn't happy with what they did.
Yeah.
He let him do it, and I told him, I said, you know, we have many attorney friends, and I said, let's get on the phone with Rob, and let's talk to Rob about this, because, you know, I got arrested by the state police, and they did the same shit to me, and they ripped through my car, and they had no reason to. They thought that because of my appearance and my associations that I had some type of drugs on me or weapons or something, and they didn't find anything. They had a German Shepherd go through my car, go through my truck, but, you know, it was because it was him, and but they were watching his son was what they were really doing, and the good thing is he didn't end up in jail for anything, because I'll tell you, when it comes to police, even though his father was a cop, he doesn't like them, and he doesn't like them because he knows how crooked they are, especially the state police, you know, and they set people up. I mean, they literally, like stuff you'd see in a movie, drop dopes a bag on the floor and say it was yours, you know, and or put a gun, toss a gun on the floor and say a handgun and say it was yours, just to get you in jail, and they know it, and they're probably listening. No big deal, whatever, you know. They violated me 1,000 times, my brother too. Many of my friends, my relatives, the Massachusetts State Police are wannabe Nazis, you know, they are. They even molded their uniform after the SS from Germany. They just, you know, they're ball breakers. And when he told me what happened, that happened to him, I said, you got to put this on the show. Well, last week was a special show when you had Andy McPhee on, Gino did call in, but I explained to him, I says they had the guy from Sons of Anarchy on there, and that's what the show was mainly about. So he's like, oh, I'll call him next. And he wanted to call in tonight, and I called him to give him the number, and he said, I'm in roaming mode with my phone. I don't want to pay 75 cents a minute. I guess I could have done a three-way call, but those don't always go through for me. So I told a little bit of the story. There's a lot more to it, I'm sure. But he says he's going to call in third. I'll have him come over to my house, and we can all call in together, because, you know, when it comes to police harassment and discrimination, nobody knows it better than him. I mean, he does two TV shows here. He does one in Leominster and he does one in Fitchburg. They're local access television shows, but all he talks about is what you guys talk about. You know, the wrong that the police do and that the courts do and the wrongful arrest and imprisonment and all that stuff. And he does a couple shows a month, and he really focuses hard on that because he's no saint, but he's been set up so many times. And he, like I said, I think I mentioned it on your show, if you look at the man's right fist, he has two teeth in his fist from when he hit a state trooper that stopped him and literally just was bullying him. And Gino punched him dead in the face because he knew he was going to jail because he had warrants out for him. And if you look at Gino's right fist, there's two white teeth still in his fist from the trooper. And the hospital wanted to remove the teeth from his hand, and he said, no, I want to keep those there to remind me just how much of bastards they are out here, the police. Not so much the local police. You know, it's the state police. They have a hard-on for bikers. I mean, you'll see a pack of Christian bikers pulled over. You'll see you don't even need a patch in Massachusetts to get harassed. It's ridiculous. It's just as bad as Vegas, you know.
You don't even need a patch going up I-5.
No.
We got a couple weeks ago, me and another guy with some other people, when we went to pick up Andy on the way to the clubhouse, the highway patrol decided that when we pulled over on the shoulder, we deserved a ticket.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know.
Then afterwards, I asked the guy, I said, you know, you got to picture this. There's more than three and less than 100 parked on his shoulder to stop and pick this guy up. So I asked him, hey, we're between the exits. Traffic's at a standstill because everybody's watching to see what's going on the side of the road. And can we drive to the next exit on the shoulder? He said, yeah, go ahead, as long as you guys do it safely. And it dawned on me, well, I should have said, well, what the fuck do you think we do to get here? You know?
Well, I know it too well, bro, believe me.
Yeah, no, I'm getting the venue changed from Van Nuys, which is like 120 miles north of me, down here. So that prick's going to have to get in the car and drive down here.
Well, we pull tape recorders out here now when they stop us on bike. We're not right. Well, actually, we've had a couple days. It was 68 degrees the other day in Boston, and 2 days later it was snowing, which was yesterday, the first day of spring. So we've had a couple days of riding. But when we're out in full force riding, minding our own business. It's crazy. They set up, the state police set up roadblocks just to check bikers out. You know, I mean, it's almost like Canada. It's crazy. Yeah, you know, the state police hate.
No, it's getting crazy all over, man. It's not just there. Whatever happens to you on the East Coast today is going to happen out here tomorrow.
I mean, bro.
We just got a memo the other day for up on between. It's going east, but it's called Highway 74. We call it Ortega Highway. And the Highway Patrol put out a memo the other day that anybody riding a bike, speeding otherwise, they're going to get pulled over and checked. But it's just supposed to be a safety check to let you know that there's been over 80 accidents and people killed over there. Well, anybody that goes that way knows what happens over there when you act like an idiot.
Yeah, safety check. My ass. There's no safety checks. They're just looking for things, and you know, especially, you know, like I said here, you know, you can legally pull out a tape recorder and record the whole traffic stop. You could pull out a camcorder if you wanted to here. They've since removed, the state police have since removed video cameras.
Yeah, after I got handcuffed for my own safety, they took everything away from me and turned it off. But what they didn't realize was I've seen the one going in the guy's pocket. And I have the CD right here from the original copy. It doesn't say second copy or defendant's copy. It says original copy. So when I went to court, they didn't have any evidence against me, so everything was dismissed.
There's been so many deaths, bro, in Massachusetts from the state police just doing a traffic stop and beating people while they're in handcuffs and shooting people and whatever else they've done, that they've removed all video cameras from all crew. You cannot have video cameras in your car. The state police are not allowed to videotape anything anymore because one of my attorney's friends told me, he says, there's been so many beatings and deaths by them, and it was all caught on camera, on their cameras, that when it went to court, they had to turn over the tape, basically, and they looked at it and said, you're guilty. You had this guy in handcuffs, and you were hitting him with a baton. You killed him. So they've taken all the video cameras. Hey, I wish they hadn't, because the last time they arrested me, which was last year, what they did to me would have been a good one for the court. It would have been an excellent thing for people to see how they handle an innocent man just driving down the highway in his car, me. And because I have long hair and tattoos and I'm scruffy looking, they thought I was a devil, you know. And I have to sneak out of my driveway, bro. I have to tint my window so the cars can't. They know me anyway because they know my license plate, but it's not getting any better. And the people that are giving into it need to quit it and start being stronger and fight. And I don't mean physically, okay? I'm saying you need to fight what they're doing to us. And too many people back down and like, oh no, we have to listen to what the cops are going to tell us to do. No. You know, this isn't a communist country. This isn't a Nazi country. You got to start standing up for yourself. And radio shows like this that you do and Hermes and Gino's TV shows that he does is a good way for people to see and to listen and to get involved and not to take any crap, to learn not to take any crap from these guys, because we don't go looking for trouble with the police. Most of us don't. You know, they have a hard on for us. It's like with magnets. And I swear, I walk out my door and there's a tripwire set up, because 30 seconds after I leave my driveway, whether I'm on foot, on a motorcycle, or in my car, the cops are going to be pulled over. And it's not the local police. It's the state. Sometimes the local police get me, but 90% of the times it's state police, bro. And I'm talking out of a 7-day week, 6 out of 7 days of the week, I get stopped for nothing. You know, oh, you have a red and white support sticker in your back window. We stop.
For what?
You know, and exactly, I'm like, that's illegal? Not here, it ain't. Maybe in Canada. Okay, you know what that means, obviously, you know, so you're going to draw attention to yourself. I said, hey, man, that's who I support. That's my right, you know?
Hey, well, on the back of my helmet, it says free all axe murderers. What does that tell you?
I've seen that one before. I've seen that before, that sticker. I like to get one of those. But
as underneath my license plate, it says it's not illegal to be a biker.
Kinds of stuff on my truck, man. I got so many. I have so. Wait, let me tell you something. The cops here in town where I live.
Hey, let me.
Yep.
underneath my license plate, it says it's not illegal to be a biker.
Yeah.
And right next to her is the blind lady of justice holding the scales of justice.
I have
And every
that
time they ask me, when I get pulled over, hey, what's that for? Well, if you're a fucking American and you know the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, this is illegal bullshit you're doing to me right now.
I have that bumper sticker in the back of my truck. It's not illegal to be a biker. It's in white and black. It has a scale lady with the scales of justice. Same thing.
That's
and
it.
I've gotten more shit for that. You know,
no, I don't give a I tell them right up.
Listen, the cops here in town one time, they came here because my brother was... my brother
as
had
soon
an
as they start talking shit, I open my mouth and I say, look, am I under arrest? No. Then I start to put my shit back on, get on my bike. They, where are you going? Well, you just told me I'm not under arrest. Well, I'm conducting an investigation. Then I should be under arrest for an investigation then. You can't detain me if I'm not under arrest.
Sounds like so much of the shit I go through. Yeah, I had the big lecture out here one time from the town police, the local police, about stickers on my back of my truck and T-shirts I was wearing. And I got the big, you know, like, oh, you know, why are you wearing that? You know, and I said, is it illegal to be a biker? No, it's not illegal to be a biker. I said, is it illegal to be in a motorcycle club? No. Is it illegal to support a certain motorcycle club? No. But that's so-and-so, the infamous so-and-so club. Okay, big deal. So that's who I choose to support. They're good people, okay? I you guys seem to have a problem with bikers in general here in Massachusetts. And for some reason, when you see...
You know what? I could tell you one thing you're doing wrong right now.
What's that?
You're talking too much.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, bro. I...
Look. I know what you're saying, okay? I hear you. And everybody else hears you too. But what I'm telling you is anytime they talk to you, answer a question with a question. If they ask you where you're going to point A. If they ask you where you're coming from, point B. Where are you going now? I'm going to point A. Where were you in between? Driving to point B.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
The more you try and have the conversation with him, he's not there to fucking be your friend. He's there to bust your balls. So if you tell him straight out, hey, you know what? Am I under arrest? No. Then I'm leaving. I have the right to leave. If you're not detaining me, I'm not under arrest, I am leaving. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've had
10 cops jump on me, so.
I had fucking 6 squad cars with 2 guys in each one, and a sergeant and a sheriff.
They let a dog on me and everything, and just because I wanted to leave. You know, I said, many times I've asked, am I under arrest? Are you holding me for anything? No. But, you know, we pulled you over for speeding. I'm leaving. Next thing you know, they let a dog go. Dog jumped on me to the ground. Now they're saying, you know, oh, now you're under arrest. For what? For assaulting a police officer. What, a fucking dog? Are you kidding me? Dog attacked me.
Yeah.
You release a dog on me for what? I didn't do anything. You know?
Yeah.
German
no, I got people calling me on my phone when it's nothing against them. I'm not sure they know how to do it, but if you got to dial in the 347-826-7753, and then it'll direct you which way to go. So if you want to go in the queue and be on the show, you need to dial that number and then press number 1, and that'll put you in the queue, and I'll see you. If I see you in there, then I'll bring you on. But they're calling my phone because they're reading off the chart. You know, it's like Blue Sporty in Canada says, rule number 2, never talk to the cops. That's from Art. Rule number 1, well, actually, let me back up here. Rule number 1, never talk to the cops. Rule number 2, never talk to the cops. And Blue Sporty's out of Canada says, if you're under arrest, you're calling your lawyer. I have a card that my lawyer gave me to hand to him anytime they try and bust my balls. But again, I'm telling you, the more information you give them guys, the more trouble you're going to start for yourself. The first thing that should come out of your mouth is, I request a watch commander or somebody above that guy. And then everything should stop. The investigation, the ticket, whatever they're doing, stop. And you want to say that before they ask you for all your shit, your license, registration, proof of insurance, and everything. Yet before they ask you for any of that, you ask them for a watch commander or the sergeant, anybody above that guy. Then when he gets there, that's who you want to talk to. They'll talk to him first and say, yeah, you're being a smart ass or a wise ass and requesting him. But when you talk to him, you tell him, hey, look, this is what's going on. I feel I'm being detained for unjust reasons. Am I free to go? End the story. If you got an attorney card in your pocket, tell him you want to make a call real quick and let him talk to him. But other than that, you don't tell him shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, in Massachusetts, the state police make their own rules, and then you ask for a supervisor. The supervisor doesn't exist. No.
Well, then you ask for the lieutenant. You ask for whoever's in charge that day. Somebody had in a briefing room where they all went out, where they all went before they hit the street. Somebody was in charge. That's the guy you want to ask for or talk to. End the story. He's got to be in phone distance. He's either listening on the radio or they told him a bunch of bullshit, but you keep asking for it. I do not give up my rights. I do not give up my rights. I asked you to speak to a watch commander. And all you got to do, then after all this shit goes down, whatever you get, you ask for the tape from the car, from the recorder the guy's carrying, because they're all carrying them now and they're voice activated.
Huh.
And they even say where they pulled you over, what time of the day it is, what zone, what beat, whatever it is, it's all repeated before that guy gets out of the car and he puts it in park when he's pulling you over with the lights on. Trust me, I've seen it, I've been there, and I've lived it.
I finally get into your chat room here. Yeah, this is good. Oh, I hear you, man. You're right. Some good advice.
If you don't, I'm telling you, the first thing out of your mouth should be, where are you coming from? Point A. Where are you going? Point B. Where are you coming from? Well, I was driving to point B till you stopped me. Answer a question with a question. It drives them nuts, because then they know you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well,
if it wasn't for this guy pulling everybody over on the side of the freeway up there, we'd all took off. They had one guy pulling the back, one guy in the middle, and one guy in the front, so nobody could move.
Probably highway cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Figures.
Two on bikes and one in the car.
How, they were on bikes?
Yeah, two guys on bikes. They were. The guy said we were going northbound. They were coming southbound, and they were on the other side of the freeway. They went all the way down to the exit, shot up behind us when they heard us coming, and got behind us and pulled us over. But we had already pulled over to pick up Andy.
Unbelievable.
He was up above us, and we were down below him.
Yeah, they're brutal here, man. They just, even like I was mentioning earlier about Gino's, the Gino club that Gino is in now, it's a Christian club. I went to a pig roast last year of theirs, and a bunch of them pulled in, the Loyal Sons pulled in, and like I said, their bottom rocker, they have a three-piece patch, but the bottom rocker says Christ. I think it says Jesus. I think it's backwards. And they're a Christian club. And a bunch of them came late to the pig roast, and I was talking to a couple of them. I didn't know them, and I said, they're like, oh, we got stopped here 10 times before we got here. And coming from the Cape, they were coming from Cape Cod up towards Boston. And I said, for what? And they said the state police had a roadblock set up just for us. I said, you guys are a Christian club. And they said, yeah, they didn't believe it. They thought we were one percenters. They were looking for the diamond. You know, they saw the three-piece patch. They says, you guys are the best dudes in the world, man. You know?
It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Everybody's going on a list. Bill and I are on a list in the town we live in. Bill's the president, I'm the vice president, and all the younger guys are underlings. And that's bullshit.
Well, it's good that you do these radio shows.
You know, it's just like this. There's a guy here from San Diego, Diego 81. Let me read to you what he wrote in the chat room. This is along the lines of what I told you, but Everybody has a different way of doing it. It's just like that. Art says keep it simple. But he writes, I refuse to consent to any search of my person, premises, the location of my arrest, my car, or effects. I wish to exercise my right under the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments. You want to throw in the 4th because you're telling him you're not going to allow the search and seizure without your attorney present. And then Art says, Art's out of Poway, California. He says, keep it simple or the cops think you're messing with them. Exactly.
No, let me ask you, go ahead.
And the other one, Dago writes in, is, if you ignore my exercise of these rights and attempt to procure a waiver, I wish to confer with my attorney prior to any conversation with law enforcement agents on the subject of my waiver. That's a printed card I always carry with me. That's one of the ones I carry too, but I'm not on any waivers. I just don't give up my rights.
Chat room.
Yeah, I just don't give up my rights.
This Dago 81 guy knows his stuff.
Yeah, no, it's we all. I know. I think I know who that is. But,
I'm reading it now.
I
got in the chat room finally.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say who it is, but I just unmuted. Who's on Skype? Is that you, Art?
Hello.
Who's on the 111 number?
Yo, Philip.
Evil E, what's happening, bro?
Evil E, checking in out of the UK.
What's up, brother?
Yeah.
Gotta be what?
Yourself.
I'm all right, bro. Say hi to Phil.
Gotta be what, 4 in the morning over there now?
It's about 2, isn't it? 1, 2?
No, 1:46.
1:46.
30.
Okay.
Hey, Evil, did you like that thing I made for you?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
This is the 81 support thing. I made that real quick. I'm going to make you a good one. I just haven't been feeling good. I'm gonna make you something nice with your picture in it.
One with a black background and a pair of lights.
I just made that up quick for you, you know. I'll make you a better one.
I'd hate to see what you can do when you put in a few minutes.
Come on, bro. You're making me feel good about myself now. Actually, you know, I could have probably been a good tattoo artist. You know, because I can draw too, you know, but I like to do those 81 support banners for people, different support banners, you know.
That would make a good shirt
anyway,
one you
but
done.
I'm glad you liked it. That was just a quickie.
Yeah, you could get a lot of money for doing that.
I wouldn't charge anybody.
Hey, you guys, hold on. I want you to stay on the line. I got to take care of something real quick. I got to answer this call. So I'm gonna play a song. This one's by Attica 7. It's one of Bill's favorite songs, so check this out while I take care of this and I'll be right back.
Cool.
People that can't help.
thanks, guys. I had to take that call. It was from somebody that's getting stopped downtown right now.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah. There's that four guys.
Unbelievable.
Because when he stopped at the light, his taillight went out, so they pulled him. That was their probable cause because the light went out.
Wow.
So they were right behind him when he made the left. They lit him up.
Where was that at?
It's in Oceanside, California.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too familiar with the... I don't know
how control over here, man.
I know in Vegas the cops are really bad. I have friends that live there, and I have friends that live in California, but they don't, most of them aren't bikers, but the ones that I do have that live in California don't say too much about the police. I guess it's really bad in Vegas. The medical cops are the worst.
Yeah.
How is, like, you know, because I'm not a California person, obviously. I live in the East Coast. As we talked about, you know, Massachusetts is tiny compared to California, and it's brutal there as far as the state police and the police in general on bikers. How is Los Angeles, for example? Do they single out bikers in that area?
Yeah, all over, man. All over.
Is it just certain parts of California where, you know, like one part of California is a little more, like the town I live here, where I live I live north of Boston.
I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago in June, some guys went from one of the predominant clubs, one of the top echelon clubs. They went to a Mexican food place in Oceanside, and it just happened to be that some guy from another town, two towns over, was there with his wife eating dinner, and he wrote a letter to the newspaper, and this was his editorial. Are we being invaded by the Hell's Angels? Are we going to have prostitution, drugs, and gun running, rampant in the streets, mayhem? Are we going to be able to come downtown? I like to take my wife downtown, and I'm not bringing her down to Oceanside, California anymore if we're going to have this kind of people in town. And that's kind of what started it.
Unbelievable.
Some fucking clown who was picking on people for stopping to get something to eat or gas. If Bill and I... In January of 2009, went down to the police station, and we sat in a room with these guys for 2 hours. When we left, everybody shook hands, and nobody was going to be bothered. As long as anybody was in town getting something to eat, buying gas, or just stopping to stretch, they weren't going to be bothered. That lasted about 4 months, 3 days, and a fucking wake-up. After that, it was carte blanche. They started grabbing everybody for everything.
Wow.
And then 4 or 5 months after, I went back again and I talked to everybody, and I had to end up filing a lawsuit. So there's a lawsuit pending on these guys right now. Just for the same shit, for the motorcycle safety checkpoints, which I told them they were getting because they didn't know and they wanted to know where I got the information. And I told them, you can get anything you want off the internet. All you got to do is look it up.
That's true.
If you go to the Office of Traffic Safety in California, they'll tell you who's getting the fucking grants. Tonight, Escondido is doing a safety checkpoint on Escondido Boulevard and Valley Parkway, I think. And what they're going to do is they said it's a license check. They're going to check for driver's license. But actually what it is they're harassed people of Hispanic origin like they always do. You know them guys live 4 or 5 families in a house just to stay here and do things. And I don't have anybody. I don't have anything against anybody trying to make a living. Never have, never will. Okay? I don't care if they're here illegally or anything. If they're supporting their kids and taking care of them so I don't have to, more power to them. But when you take away their transportation and they can't drive the kids to school or do anything like that and charge them $1,200 to get it back plus all the fucking bullshit, that's bullshit. That's chicken shit.
Yeah.
I know the state we live in is fucking broke, but that's not the reason. Like in January this year, they just doubled all the fines.
Sounds like Massachusetts.
Doing it all over, bro. They're doing it all over the country.
It's costing me $5,000 for a 45-day loss of license, bro.
Well, look what happened in Georgia. Look what happened in Georgia on the way to Sturgis. Everybody got pulled over and jammed up because they called it up. They wanted to let you know that you had to be safe riding a bike. What the fuck? Anybody that rides a bike is safe.
I remember when I was doing five or six years ago before I stopped work, and I was doing security. And the guy I was with had a police scanner, and he had the frequencies in the police scanner for Massachusetts State Police. And all of a sudden, there was this loud tone, beep, over the scanner, and it was a radio tone for the state police, an alert, you know, like almost like an Amber Alert, like a missing kid. It's like, beep, and the dispatcher comes on. She was female, and she said,
hang on, I got to answer this. I got to answer this. We got a guy in there right now. He says he's a black Bin Laden. Let me tell you something, Mr. Laden. I can bring you in if you call in and we can talk about this, but anybody on this, anybody that listens to my show, anybody that deals with my show, is a true biker or one percenter? Let me repeat that. Anybody that listens to my show, reads my blog, is a true one percenter and a biker.
Right. I'm reading it now, this person's saying.
You know, I you won't ever get booted out of here, brother. If you got something you want to talk about, the number is 347-826-7753.
Yeah, call in and talk to us, Black Bin Laden. So listen to this. Sorry, Evil. So I'll make it quick. The guy I'm working with has a police scanner, and there's this tone, beep, and the Mass State Police dispatcher comes on. She said, here in Massachusetts, they call them troops. Troop A, Troop B, Troop C, Troop D, all the way to F, G, whatever it goes to. And the woman comes on, she says, attention, Troops A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
But it sounds like F Troop to me, but go ahead.
And she says, Hell's Angels riding in a pack spotted on Route 128 in Burlington, Mass, with colors. Like there was a big crime being committed. And all the troopers called down, we received that. We're setting up now. I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, what a joke. What a joke. You know, to put a big announcement out because there was Hell's Angels, 10, 15 Hell's Angels riding down a major highway with colors on. There's nothing illegal about that, and they weren't speeding, nothing. They were just alerting all the troops, and the state police had this big thing set up to stop them for a safety check, as you would say, and that's what they use too. We're checking safety in there to make sure you have your helmet on, basically. And we all know it's bullshit, but I just thought I'd throw that in there because it's really a joke.
Yeah.
It really is, you know.
I just want to tell this guy Bin Laden, that F troops are all over the United States. And I'll tell you another thing my dad told me when I was a kid, if you're ever going to try and run from the cops, you'll never beat Motorola. So that's where I got my start on standing my ground. I don't like to be fucked with. I don't disrespect anybody, and I don't want to disrespect. You get what you get from me. You give it, you get it. You don't give it, you don't get it.
You know, this guy's saying he's been, this guy, this Black Bin Laden says he's been booted out of every show.
This guy here to test his fucking luck or something, called what?
Hey, Evil, that's probably the guy that was on your Facebook page talking shit to you.
Which one was that?
No, I remember a couple days ago I was on your Facebook page and I read that somebody was mouthing off to you privately. I can't think. I'd have to look at it again, but somebody had...
Oh, the message I sent you guys.
Yeah. Probably him. I don't know. Black Bin Laden. Oh, boy. Yeah, why doesn't he call in? That'd be fun. Black Bin Laden,
yeah.
If you can hear us, call in. We want to hear your view on our topic.
Yeah, I can hear him.
People that type...
Yeah, we want to hear what you got to say, man.
You don't have... He says he has no Facebook. You don't need Facebook. You just call the number. It's listed at the top of the screen. 347.
Give the number for him. Yeah,
I'll read it myself. 347-826-7753. Call in.
Call
you got something
in.
To say? Call in. There you go. There's the number again.
Out of every show.
This show is the best show on Blog Talk Radio. It's the most informative. It helps people. It's helping people become stronger, especially bikers and people in general, so they can see the bullshit that goes on. And this is a great show. And Christ, you had the guy from Sons of Anarchy on last week.
Sorry about going quiet for just a minute. I was trying to deal with paying for something. What I really rang in to say was, like, that was real good sound quality advice. I mean, Phil's told me that before. I mean, next time I get stopped at Jamaica, I know what the fuck I'm going to say to those pricks.
Yeah, well, I think, what's his name, Phil said
and
it.
The only thing I'm going to tell you is
I'm not up that much on what Jamaica does with their laws.
It wasn't so much the Jamaican police were stopping us. It was plastic motherfucking bitch ass faggots. Sorry. Who ain't got no police authority at all from the fucking British High Commission. And if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
We're talking a whole new topic now, bro.
Yeah, trying to, like, you know, we done the show before. You was on the show, wasn't you, Peter?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to talk shit behind my back to my motherfucking woman. If I ever see any of those guys around, face to face.
Hey, Phil, you should see the guy that Evil had, the girl that, let me rephrase that. You should see the girl that Evil is with. She's beautiful. Beautiful girl.
Well,
still with her, Evil? Same girl?
Hmm?
Are you still with that same girl?
Oh, yeah.
The one that you, the picture you showed me?
If he cut that one, then I'd kick his ass.
Yeah.
Pardon?
If you cut her loose, I'll kick your ass.
With a side, the guy was, like, trying to put all this shit, and if I'd have known Philip back then and took his advice, you know, he would have, like, they wouldn't have been able to do shit. Hey, you're going to Brazil, what's all that about? Hey, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? But we've already done that in Hermes, so I'm not going to bore everyone with that story here. You know what I mean? Sorry about that, folks.
I don't know. Speak your mind. That's what it's all about, brother. Now, you're reading
like
Martin.
Wait.
Go ahead.
I got the chair. It's like this, okay? I got Mr. Bin Laden. He's not a biker.
No.
He wants to know what subject, and he'll call in. Anything you want to talk about? Anything you heard here that you got an opinion on, or you want to put your two cents in? Sure, the mic's open. Okay.
Right, and from what I'm reading here, he's in the Crips. So if he's in the Crips, he knows all about police harassment and how they set people up and harass us. So why doesn't he call in and share some of his stories with us? I'm sure if he's a Crip, he knows all about the cops and the shit that they pull. Come on, call in. I'd like to hear you. From what he's saying in the chat room, he's in the 53rd.
What I mean? Because it's normally a bit select, this show.
Listen. You want this guy to call in.
If this guy is a crip,
like he said he is, he can relate to how the cops operate, and he should be calling in, talking to us, not jumping on here saying things.
Pete.
Yeah.
I can handle anything that anybody wants to drive me.
Oh, yeah, I see who it is now.
Okay, and you guys are listen, and you guys are entitled to your opinion. Anybody listening, I don't run from nobody, I don't hide from nobody. And if you got an opinion or you got something you want to say, the number is 347-826-7753. Whatever you feel you got a burning desire and you want to share it, dial that number and I'll bring you in. When I see you in the queue, I will unmute you. I will ask you to introduce yourself and you can say whatever you want, okay? But writing it in the chat room, the chat room's for people to talk, cross-talk about what they hear here. And I don't say anything about it, what anybody writes in the chat room, okay? Everybody here knows somebody in a club, or they know a club, or they're a member of a club. It doesn't matter here. This is right here. Here is neutral territory. Neutral territory. If you got something that you want to talk about, boom. Go ahead. But it's like anything else. Respect gets respect. If you want to act like a clown typing shit in, then you're a clown. But if you want to call in and talk, no problem. I just looked at the queue, and I have the only two people I have in there are Evil Lee and Pete out of Boston. Evil Lee's out of the UK. Anybody here that's listened to this show since it's been on and knows me, knows I have no qualm with doing anything.
Well, we're waiting for this guy to call in. He said he's going to call in.
Well, if he calls in, he calls in. He's not there yet.
No, I want to talk to him because he's saying this and that, but he says he's also a member of the 53rd Avenue Crips. And
I don't care.
He left the chat room,
so what does that tell you?
What's that?
He left the chat room.
Did he? Well, there you go then.
I just checked out his profile. He's got a profile on there.
I think you got through to him, Phil. Right on.
That's okay.
You said it perfectly, brother.
That's okay.
That's what we're here for.
I'm not just a good-looking guy. I'm smart, too.
You know, I'm getting sick of these people that think they're tough guys through a computer screen. You know, I mean, I'll be the first one to give somebody my address and my phone number. Come down and meet me, you know?
I got news.
Number
and my address are on any...
It wasn't really being abusive. He just said I've been kicked out of every radio show on Blog Talk. Oh, boy, it's been interesting.
I was hoping he'd call in.
Yeah, he might. He's probably thinking about it right now.
I mean,
he's probably rehearsing his lines.
Yeah. Well, either that, or maybe he's a Crip. I don't know. Maybe he is, but he lost his balls.
Who cares?
I mean, from what I know of the Crips and the Bloods, they're a pretty tough bunch, you know.
Hey,
especially
like
in LA.
It's like this. Art says he couldn't get the response he wanted. And Blue said it, and Blue Sporty said, who's the pussy now? So, I really don't care. If you got something you want to say and you want to talk about it, or you got something you want to share, hey, 347-826-7753.
On a brighter note, how's Bill doing?
Taking care of his mom today.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's all right. I talked to him earlier. A quick phone call, but I talked to him earlier.
Let me ask you, Phil, Andy McPhee, how many episodes of Sons of Anarchy was he on?
I think it was six.
Six? And he played the president, correct?
Right.
Okay.
You know, Blue Sporty said he probably wrote that in there and he's not a Crip.
Yeah, no, he's not a Crip.
Oh, in fact, he was talking a bit of shit, actually. I missed that.
Well, don't worry about it. You didn't miss much.
If he was a Crip, he wouldn't have been talking like that.
Yeah.
He would have. We're here to not fight the police, but we're here to fight the police. And if he's a Crip, he can relate to the bullshit that they pull on us and the way they treat us. And you think he would have called in, but he didn't because he's not who he says he is. He's probably a cop. I don't want to be.
Now, I can my little gizmo here. There's nobody listening.
Yeah, he's rehearsing, as you said. He's rehearsing.
I don't know, but I think we're giving him too much time.
Yeah. Does he have a Does he have a profile? Evil? You checked his picture out.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
What's he look like? What does he look like? Richard Simmons.
Black, tall, with a big head.
Black, tall, with a big head.
Yeah.
So he looks like Black Bin Laden. Right? Yeah, too bad he left us. It could have been interesting.
Yeah, well, you're giving him too much time. If anybody loses his sound, just refresh your computer. It'll come back up. Sometimes that happens.
I didn't have a tough time getting on tonight in chat. Phil, the only time, last week when I logged into chat, I had to log in three times, but usually when I go on to your show, I don't have a problem. It's Hermes's show. It's Hermes' show. I can never get into his chat room for some reason.
How could I ever have a problem getting in a chat room? I had a problem with getting into this one once, you know. Hey, what day's Hermes on? I'm getting so mixed up with all the...
He should be on tomorrow, but he's off till the 1st of April, like I told you.
Yeah.
He'll be back till the beginning of April.
Yeah.
Which would probably be his Friday show or his Saturday show.
Phil and Bill got Tuesdays and Thursdays now. Evil. They have Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, I know.
And I think he does like a Wednesday thing. Like Phil said, he's not doing it for a couple weeks. It was on his Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So what else is going on? So where are you at now, Evil? Are you in England? Are you in Jamaica?
No, I'm in England now.
You're in England? How's the weather? Is it raining?
No, it's pretty warm, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good old London, huh? Good old London. You're in London, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did they ever catch Jack the Ripper? I always wondered that.
Me.
Did they ever catch him?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they did.
To be honest, the way I look at it, it's fucking dead as a doorknob. Right.
They said
here.
He was a mason. They said Jack the Ripper was a mason. He was in the Masons. You know the Masons, the club,
yeah,
the organization, the Masons. They said he was a great mason, an architect. I don't know. I followed the case in college.
Someone on Facebook was talking to me how much he would like to be in the Masons.
Yeah, anybody can join the Masons. Here they can. I don't know how it is there. It's probably different in England. I mean, here you just pay a membership fee. Anyway. So how's the riding, it's warm there in England now, huh? Good riding weather?
I think it would be, yeah.
You know what, brother? 3 days ago, it was 68 degrees in Boston. 68 degrees. Yesterday, we had a snowstorm.
And
we're getting two more snowstorms by the end of the week.
Hey,
I mean, 68 degrees one day and a snowstorm 2 days later. The first day of spring in Boston. Snowstorm. We're getting two more at the end of the week.
Just to enlighten you guys, I'm going to I want to play this thing on the Second Amendment.
Go for
it. I want you guys to listen to it. Afterwards, I'm going to open up the phones. But I want anybody that listens to this, they've got an opinion, I want to hear it. So hold on and listen to this.
The Constitution, right? I mean, you consider yourself a keeper of the flame and you intend to pass that torch on to the next generation of Americans. So tell me, if you could see into the next century and know whether the Second Amendment is still intact or in shambles, would you look? If someone could predict the outcome a half a hundred years from now of all your conviction and commitment and hard work, would you listen? Well, you can.
What guarantees me freedom? Oh. That's a hard question. What is the Constitution? I don't know. Guarantees me freedom? I don't know.
Will they be the keepers of the flame?
No, I do not think everybody should have a right to own a gun.
What is the Constitution? I don't know.
Guns, in general, are very bad.
What is the Constitution? I don't know. What's the Constitution?
Will they carry the torch?
I have no idea what the Second Amendment is.
An amendment is...
Oh, I know the Second Amendment.
Let me think. What is the Second Amendment?
As he's doing this, these kids are getting older. As they're getting older, they still don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You got me there. I don't know.
I don't know.
Something's gone wrong. For all our vigilance and battle scars over the Bill of Rights, can we let the flame of freedom's torch grow cold? Because there can be no torch to pass where there's no flame. well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment. Textbooks ignore it, schools teach against it, clergy preach against it, politicians legislate against it, media ridicule it, movies pervert it, courts avoid it, and too many gun owners permit it. So it's not unreasonable that with one lost generation, we could lose the Second Amendment forever. Because we didn't teach them what the battle's all about. We didn't strike that spark in their hearts that lights the fire for freedom. So why does that belief burn so brightly in you and me? Our core beliefs are the work of all the men and women of our childhoods. A constellation of people who orbited around us, tugging here, pushing there, day after day as we grew, shaping our beliefs, carving our characters until we became who we are. You remember them? Parents who didn't just talk about values, but who lived out those values. The gym coach whose knotted rope taught you to pull your own weight. The scoutmaster who surely had a job and a family to tend to, but always made time for you. The clergyman whose moral compass helped guide your way. The grocery store owner who played along with mom in an unscripted scolding that ended your candy pilfering days forever. The principal whose handmade paddle was somehow comforting. It meant punishment was certain. So was forgiveness. The neighborhood teenager who bragged about joining the army, but whose silence after the war taught you even more. The teacher who stood up for the weak and stared down the bully. The neighborhood policeman who didn't just know the law, he knew everything you were thinking. That stranger you watched at a football game who, during the national anthem, unknowingly guided your hand over your heart. And that woman by him, her eyes fixed in the flag, taught you patriotism isn't just for guys. All those people, they gave you a sense of geography about your life, where you fit in, right and wrong. Each of us is a tapestry of threads woven by all of them. They understood their part in the pattern, personal responsibility, freedom, honesty, justice, the Bill of Rights. That is the living torch they passed to us.
Hey, what do you think?
Cool. Hey, I have something, if I'm permitted to read it. I'd like to read it to your listeners that was sent to me by an individual that he wants to come on the show. He's kind of he's not ready. It's not my brother. My brother's not here actually. But this was sent to me. This was an email sent to me, and I read it. And it was sent to me through Facebook. And a lot of times people send me stuff. I look at stuff real quick, but I don't read the whole thing. This caught my attention, and I'll read it if you want me to. It's called "I Am a Bad American. I Am Your Worst Nightmare." Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to read this. It'll take me a few minutes, and I have a little bit of a cold, so you listeners have to hear this. This is cool, okay? I am your worst nightmare. I am a bad American. I believe the money I make belongs to me and my family, not some medieval government functionary or the bad comb over who wants to give it away to crack addicts squirting out babies. I'm not in touch with my family feelings, and I like it that way, damn it. I believe no one ever died because of something Ozzy Osbourne, Ice-T, or Marilyn Manson sang. I think owning a gun doesn't make you a killer. I believe it's called the Boy Scouts for a reason. I don't think being a minority makes you noble or victimized. I believe that if you are selling me a Big Mac, you better do it in English. I don't use the excuse it's for the children as a shield for unpopular opinions or actions. I think fireworks should be legal on the 4th of July. I think that being a student doesn't give you any more enlightenment than working at Blockbuster. In fact, if your parents of footing the bill to put your pansy ass through 4 to 7 years of college, you haven't begun to be enlightened. I believe everyone has a right to pray to his or her god or gods. Just leave the rest of us out of it. This also applies to sexuality. My heroes are John Wayne, the Simpsons, and whoever canceled Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. I don't hate the rich. I don't pity the poor. I know wrestling is fake, and I don't waste my time arguing about it. I think global warming is a big lie. Where are all those experts now when I am freezing my ass for a long winter? I've never owned a slave or was a slave. I didn't wander 40 years in the desert after getting chased out of Egypt. I haven't burned any witches or been persecuted by the Turks, and neither have you. So shut the fuck up already. I want to know which church is it exactly where the Reverend Jesse Jackson preaches, and where does he get his money, and why is he always part of the problem and not the solution? I think the cops have every right to shoot your sorry ass if you're running from them. I also think they have the right to pull your ass over if you are breaking the law, regardless of what color you are. I think if you are too stupid to know how a ballot works, I don't want you deciding who should be running the most powerful nation in the world for the next 4 years. I hate those bastards standing in the intersections trying to call me crap or trying to guilt me into making donations to their cause. These people should be targets. I think if you are in the passing lane and not passing, your license should be revoked, and you should be forced to ride the bus until you promise to never delay the rest of us again. I think beef jerky could quite possibly be the perfect food. I believe that it doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes two parents. I think tattoos and piercings are fine if you want them, but please don't pretend they are a political statement. I think Dr. Seuss was a genius. I'm neither angry nor disenfranchised, no matter how desperately the mainstream media would like the world to believe otherwise. I believe if she has her lips on your willy, it is sex, and it is sex for both of you. This even applies when you are president of the United States. If that makes me a bad American, then yes, I am a bad American. That was written by George Carlin, and it caught my attention because 10 out of 10 of those things I can relate to. I think a lot of people can. I'll email that to you, Phil.
Right.
George Carlin wrote that. It's called Bad American by George Carlin. And it's just some of the things in there, some of the things he said, they weren't meant to be funny. It's just some of those things is so true, you know. And the person that sent it to me, I told him that I'd read it on the show if he'd let me. And I'm sure he's listening. And if he's listening, and his name is Jamie, please call in because we want to talk to you because we know that you've been screwed by the cops also in the government. So anyway, I'll send that to you, Phil. There's a whole other section to it. George Carlin, he's something else, boy. It's called, you could probably Google it and read it. Like I said, it's called I Am Your Worst Nightmare, I Am a Bad American, I Am George Carlin. So something like that you'd Google. And it just, everything I just read is you should be able to find it, no problem.
But oh, no worries.
You know.
If you got the link to it, put it in the chat room.
Yeah, let me do that. I'll search for it while you guys are talking. Good idea. Did our friend come back, Black Bin Laden? Is he back yet? I am not looking.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Let me take a look.
No, he's
maybe
not.
Oh, no.
Paul's even called in.
Black Bin Laden. Who's it going to be next, Black Hitler?
Who cares? Why are you giving him the time?
Because I like fucking with people, so that's why.
Oh, man.
I'm looking for that Bad American link, and I'm going to put it in the chat room.
Weevil, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. When are you heading to Jamaica?
I'll be heading over there either next week or the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Pete, how would you have handled that situation that I talked about in a Hermes time that time? How would you have handled it?
I don't know, bro. You're my hero because you're like Phil. You just say it like it is. He's basically bring it on. You know, how would I have handled it? Not as good as you. But I can tell you this much,
Philip, I would have loved to have seen Philip like that. Mind you, if somebody talked shit to one of his girlfriends or something, he would have probably whopped him one.
But Phil's right. You know, don't feed into people's bullshit. And if you remember, without naming names, Evil, a couple weeks ago you made a page on somebody's Facebook. And I told you might want to delete that because this person is probably going to run to Facebook and report, and you'll lose your account. And you deleted it.
Oh, that fucking right.
Because somebody like him, it's not worth. I don't know the man personally, but from what he says to you and what I've read that he said to you, to go and to make a page to hate that person, it ain't worth it, bro. Because you know what happens? That you get a thing from Facebook and they tell you you're getting deleted because you threat to the guy. Just don't feed into people's bullshit, especially through a computer screen.
Actually, that's exactly what I told him the other day. So I also told him how to block people and do the other stuff.
Yeah.
If you ever have a problem with that, bro, write to me, Evil, privately again, and I can tell you how to block certain people and to, you know, do certain things on there. I just posted that Bad American link on the room.
I'm going to tell you guys a story. True story. By trade, I'm a pipe welder. So I was going down to Mexico City one time, and I had to go through Houston. And anybody that's gone through Houston knows on an international flight, you have to go through customs.
Yep.
Okay. Let me finish before anybody says anything, okay? Because I want people to hear this. So I'm walking down the ramp to go there. I'm wearing a brand spanking new Death Head red and white shirt. Underneath my nutsack is a bag of pot. It's where I was going. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get some. This was just before they started all that extra shit where you couldn't carry this, you couldn't carry that, whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm standing in line. I take off my boots. I go through the x-rays, everything. I walk through the machine. Goes off because I had a pen in my pocket I forgot I had. So the ballpoint pen set the thing off. The guy asked me, you got anything else on you? No, I don't. You sure? Absolutely. I go down the ramp again. I get stopped by a lieutenant. She asked me what I was before I get down to where I'm going to go to get to my plane. She says to me, so what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a pipe welder by trade. She said, oh, are you going to let off some steam? Absolutely. Well, be careful down there. Okay. Do you have any drugs or weapons on you? Are you shitting me? I just came through your fucking security. Well, I noticed they didn't frisk you. Oh, yeah, they did frisk me. She said, well, we'd like to frisk you again. Well, for what? And I started calling the guy over that just patted me down. He comes over and he says, no, he frisked him. He's clean. Okay, take off your boots again. Well, do you know they're steel-toed boots? He says, do you know that the steel shanking there, you could open a trap door on the plane and cut the ailerons? I said, look, lady, I've been working for the last 12 and a half years every day. Every day, 7 days a week for the last 12 and a half years. You asked me what I was going to do, I told you I was going to let out some steam. Well, we just got to make sure that you don't take off your boots and try and get and sabotage the plane on the way down there. I said, look, at 35,000 feet, if I was going to do that, I'd have a fucking bomb so I'd blow myself up because I really don't want to listen to all those screaming motherfuckers on the way down. Have a nice day. 10 days later, I come back through the same, I got to go through the same fucking shit. What were you doing in Mexico? Having fun. Where were you? Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, Mexico City, San Luis Potosi, Ketepec, all over the place. Really? And what did you do while you were down there? Well, like, and I pointed at that woman on the other counter and I said, well, like I told her 10 days ago, I'm a pipe welder by trade. I went down to clean my pipes. Guy started laughing, told me, have a nice day. It all just depends on what you're wearing, who you look like, what you're doing, and where you're going. That's all it is.
That's right.
When Bill and I come over the border, most of the guys there know who we are. So I don't know. You know, it's what were you guys doing in Mexico? Well, we went down yesterday for a party last night. We're coming back today. Did anybody put anything in your bike that you don't know about? No. Do you have anything in your saddlebags we should know about? No. Well, I think we're going to send you to the secondary inspection. But what I didn't tell you guys was this guy was talking broken English. there's a Border Patrol agent, and Bill leaned over and said, if you could speak English and I could understand what the fuck you're talking about, I could answer your questions. So now you got to imagine, we're in line with 70 people on bikes behind us, riding, some riding single, some riding double. As the whole crowd bust out laughing, they came, this guy must have hit the fucking panic button, because they came from everywhere with dogs and everything. And nobody had nothing, and they let us go. After they sent us to the secondary checkpoint to look at everything. And basically all they did was take names, license numbers, plate numbers, and photographs. Because we're all on tape in that secondary inspection point. But anywhere you go, you're going to run into this. And like I said, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice. And the second time is probably going to hurt worse than the first, because you didn't exercise your rights. End of story.
Well, you said it. Appearance has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I fought for this country. All you guys got to do is keep paying your taxes. I get my check every month. And if nobody said thank you, I thank you for doing that. But I'm telling you right now, I don't believe in half the bullshit they're trying to force on us. And to my dying day, I'll stand up for myself and my fellow bikers, as well as my fellow Americans. I will not take that shit from anybody, period.
Well, fellas, I made a song called Signs by Five Man Electrical Band, and I'm posting it on the chat in the chat room, and it's a good song to listen to if you've never heard it, about people's appearance and the bullshit that we get because we have long hair and tattoos and beards when we ride motorcycles. I just posted it in the chat room. Signs by Five Man Electrical Band. I'm sure you know the song, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good. It's an old song. And it's a good song for somebody like people like us that are treated differently because we have long hair.
I got one better than that. I got one better than that. And you know what? I'm going to take a break because I got to take a piss. And I'm not afraid to tell you that. So what I'm going to do is pop this.
We don't want to hear it
while I go take a leak and reload my pipe. I'll be back in a minute. And Art, that's the perfect sign. The only thing is, the one on my door says, beware of the owner.
Thank you.
like I said, if you don't fight for your rights, you're not going to be able to ride. 50 years from now, I'm still alive, got a beard, long gray hair, and I go rolling by on a Dyna or a Road King. Some little kid says, "Mommy, why is that bike making so much noise?" Because everybody else is riding electric scooters. And to me, that's fucked up. What do you guys think about that?
Very true.
And anybody that knows, anybody that listens to this song, being a biker, knows exactly what that song means. And the more people that understand what that song means, the more people will stand up for themselves.
I just watched the video. I like that video. And then I noticed over to the right, in the section on the right, that with the Bandidos have a song that they do. I couldn't believe how terrible it was, man. I clicked on it for a minute. Oh, my God.
Fuck the Bandidos.
I know. It was just fine. I can't believe they have their own song, the Bandidos.
Even though we're neutral here, I don't like their bullshit. I don't like some of the bullshit they pull.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I don't really have a thing for them at all. But this song that they have, the official song I clicked on, it was just terrible.
Okay. This is one of my friends from up in San Fernando Valley. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the chat room. I know I asked you guys to listen to a song, but I think you're going to enjoy this one. This one's by a fellow bro. His name is Mike P, the Big Homie, and the name of this song is, and I want you guys to listen to the words very carefully, but the name of this song is, "I Don't Give a Fuck."
I don't give a fuck, fresh out of jail, jump on my jumper with my drag pipe, fish tail, rolling, in the wind I be blowing, bitches on my chocks, so my dick is when they hold it. Money stay growing, hitting on the spot for the title that I'm holding. But for me, as you know, you're getting faded. Baby mama tripping because my pad just got raided. Oh well, I still don't give a fuck. I'm a squirrel in the world trying to bust a nut. So fuck your motherfucker, keep on bailing. Gangsta, gangsters, what the fuck they yelling? My lady think I'm crazy, but hey, that's cool. I've been fucking up friends for like a year or two. Right through. I don't give a fuck.
Jump!
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I know that song. I know who Mike is. I was just looking on his page. Got some pretty cool pictures. So get that Sicilian pride tattoo on his neck. That's pretty cool. I like the song too. That was sent to me a few months ago by somebody. I think Constance sent it to me, and then
I added it to his Facebook page. Yeah, I sent it to you, I think.
Oh, you sent it to me? Yeah, maybe you sent it to me.
Yeah, they're on their way. They're going
to
be playing the
iTunes, right?
Huh?
You have to go on iTunes to get it.
No, you can get it on YouTube, too. Just type in Mike P, the big homie.
Didn't you just put it in the chat room, Phil?
If you just put in there Mike P, big homie, and type in I don't give a fuck, it'll pop right up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, bro.
Stick it on my wall, okay?
Yeah. One of us will send it to you. I'm looking for it right now.
It's in the chat room.
That is the name of the song, I Don't Give a Fuck, right, Phil?
That's it. Yeah, I'll put that in there right now so you guys know who it is. Yeah, I'll be up there. They're going to play the Key Club in Hollywood here in a couple weeks. I'll be up there for that.
I just found it on YouTube. So, Evil.
Yo.
Speaking of Mike's, that other Mike, yeah, we won't say his last name. How's that going? Have things calmed down? But the
the
messaging.
Hey, if you're gonna talk about Facebook, I don't want to give the prick time.
No, we had a guy that was.
I saw.
Yeah.
You guys get, I get. It ain't even worth my fucking time to mention that prick.
Yeah, I'm just glad that.
All you got to do, you don't want to just block him. Why even give the prick the attention? That's what he wants.
No, I don't. I think
no better than that.
You
know better than that. You don't want me sitting here chewing your ass out either, do you?
Like I said about online tough guys.
I don't think you're talking to me.
No, I'm saying in general. Online tough guys. People that act tough online. The first thing I do is say, here's my address. Come down and see
me. Exactly. Seen a picture of me, I'm that way 24/7. I don't take shit from anybody.
There's too much of that shit, man, especially on Facebook with the threats, you know. People.
Yeah, but
they talk
why
a
give
lot of shit.
Yeah, but why even keep talking about it? Why give them the time?
Believe me, I think a lot of us do it. We feed into it, and then we realize it's stupid. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And talking about it right now, I ain't going nowhere either. I mean, I'd rather talk about drugs, rock and roll, or pussy, something.
I mean, you're hardly even on. Philip, you're hardly even on Facebook at all, are you?
I just pop in there for my show.
Yeah, he's not on there like we go on there, bro. He's not a Facebooker.
We need to get out a bit more, don't we?
I know. We need to get out a bit more.
You got to stop watching internet porn, man. You got to get out of the fucking house, you know.
I don't do that anymore. I got too many viruses.
Hey, guys, I was watching a movie once and. In like a gangster movie about the county of Essex, and he goes up to one little guy in there who's like just joined part of their crew, and he goes, "Here, mate, you need to get out your cell and stop wanking and come with us and build up a bit. Look at you, you little bastard. You'll be all right."
You know, I think it, when I listen to your accent, it reminds me of. I don't take it the wrong way, but it's an English accent. Reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp. You know, Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp does a fake English accent, but he does it pretty good. When I hear you speak, I was watching it the other day. Part 4 is coming out in May. Pirates 4 coming out in May.
I haven't even watched any of them, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's made by Disney, but just 3 parts, you know, 1, 2, and 3. Johnny Depp plays a pirate, and he does a fake English accent and decent.
Johnny Depp.
I don't know. But Part 4 is coming out in May. And then next year, just so if anybody's a Mad Max fan like me, Mad Max.
Yeah, I love Mad Max.
Yeah, it's coming out next year, bro. Mad Max 4, but Mel Gibson obviously isn't playing Max because he's gone insane and they can't afford him. But that's coming out next year. Part 4. Mad Max 4, it's going to be called Fury Road. Comes out next year. Part 4 of
the
Mad Max series.
Well, you know, I got a little something I wanna spread here.
Yeah.
Let me dig it up. But what it is my friends Rusty and the boys. They just sent me a thing about their new album coming out. It's coming out this time. Well, this year, but I'm not sure of the date yet, but they sent me the thing on it. I'll put that up in the chat room so you guys can check it out.
Cool.
But, yeah, it's just like right now they're up there at Illusion Cycles, and they're building a bike for Tripper. I'm not sure. Let me find it. I think it's Tripper Gum. Let me see. Might have been... Yeah, they're going to brush these Illusion Cycles. It's on my webpage. But they're going to be building this. The guy's name is Trigger Gump, and he's a motorcycle daredevil. So they got a contract. He's got a contract to jump at Sturgis. And it's right. It's probably going to be, I know it's right after the Rolling Stones play. They're going to do the jump. But it's going to be August 5th through the 13th this year. And he's going to...
Where's that going to be at?
Sturgis.
Oh, Sturgis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's... what it is they're going to... they're modifying one of two Harley-Davidson Sportster models. We talked about it last week with Rusty. But they're going to beef up the frame. They're doing a XR750 style gas tank and fenders to look similar to the bikes Evel Knievel used. Paint scheme will be Evel's white with the stars and stripes. This will be a highly publicized event with attendance at the campground estimated at 10 to 30,000. And this is supposed to be the biggest in national annually. The event is the second biggest national annually. Every type of media will be there. But the jump's going to be on an illusion built Harley Davidson. And it says, okay, midnight, right after Rolling Stones finished their set on the main stage. So if you go to my blog, that's up there.
That's surprising that the Stones are playing that event.
No, it's not. They're a bunch of old guys on retirement, so they gotta get that check somewhere.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people, how they feel about Mick Jagger. You know? I only listen to the Stones because of Keith Richards. I personally don't like Mick Jagger, his style. I like Keith Richards. That's why I listen to them, and that's the only reason I listen to them is Keith Richards.
Yeah. Well,
I really like Mick Jagger, and it's not because of his bullshit. It's just I'm not crazy about him. But Keith Richards is the main reason I listen to them. Love the man. He's awesome. He was also on Pirates of the Caribbean, now that we're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
You're talking about it.
Hey, come on, Phil. You know, you must have seen Pirates a couple times.
No, I haven't. No, I don't think those kind of movies.
But Keith Richards made an appearance in Part 3 at the end.
It's okay. He divorced his wife to marry her daughter, and then his son married his ex-wife, so what does that tell you?
Tells me that he's doing drugs again. Christ, man, he was on the 10 most likely to die list for like 30 years because of his addictions, Keith Richards. It was the top 10 list. I'd have to look it up, but he was on that list for years. He's still here.
Well, this one's for Blue Sporty out of Canada. She says, I wish you'd pass that pipe up here. Well, the burro came over the hill today, so I got enough to send you a care package. Just send me your ad.
He means it, too.
But, anybody who wants to find out about that, I put it up there. It's on Attica 7. It'll tell you, because there's a link to Rusty's shop. I'll get that link and put it up in there. But these guys are rolling, man. People are coming from all over the country. They built a lot of bikes for the guys in Sons of Anarchy already. Kurt Sutter had one done. Opie's having one built right now. I think they redid Boone's. Bobby, the guy that plays Bobby, they redid his bagger. They're just they built a lot of shit, man. And it's all real nice stuff. Real, real good stuff. So, you know, if anybody wants to check out their stuff on there, I'll put it in the chat room.
Yeah, put it in there.
But,
the Rusty link, is that in there?
Yeah, I'm putting it in there right here.
Because I know he was on the show last week, and I didn't speak to him, but I wanted to. I just got caught up with Andy McPhee. Nice guy, too.
Yeah, he is. He's very down to earth.
Yeah, very. He's not fake in any way. He reminds me of my friend from Australia who played in Mad Max. Same attitude, you know. Hey, if I get a job, I get a job. If I get a part in a movie, I get a part in a movie. I'm like Mel Gibson. He let the shit go to his head.
Sometimes I don't like him. Yeah, sometimes the drinking will do that to you.
That and steroids.
That too?
I could never drink right about now.
Well, yeah, you're over there where they all drink.
I know, man. That's all they do is drink in England. Go for it.
It's a bit late now to get one, so it's going to have to be a cup of tea, I'm afraid.
Right.
That's what I'll be getting.
Hey, do they have Evil?
Mm.
Have you ever heard of a drink called Absinthe?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that before?
No.
It's not legal here in the States. It's called Absinthe. I know it might be illegal in England. I'm not sure. Just curious. They call it the Green Fairy. It's a drink. It's liquid marijuana.
Oh, I think that's from Denmark.
Yeah, you've heard of it? It's liquid marijuana,
it's
basically.
The Green
that's what it
Fairy.
Is.
They don't get it over here.
They just banned that here.
Oh, really?
It's
only available from Denmark or somewhere around Scandinavia, I think.
I have a friend from Amsterdam, and he was drinking some one night, and he said to me, he says, I'm drinking a $500 bottle of Absinthe. I says, damn, I'd love to get some. And he says, I'll mail you a bottle. I says, hell no, I'll go to jail. It's not legal here. It's illegal.
Well, what's
the problem?
You're
screwed.
It's
got wormwood and stuff in it. It's got stuff in it that makes you hallucinate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be legal here, man. No way.
No, probably not. I mean,
it's
think
it's legal in places like, maybe Holland or Denmark or somewhere. Man, I'm sure I really want that. You never know what you're going to do after drinking it.
Well, you know, a lot of great artists and poets and painters, you know, people that draw and sing and write music, they've drank Absinthe and then they've done their best work because of what it does to you. I don't know, I've never drank it, but just curious if that was legal. In England, a lot of countries it's legal. You go into a bar and order some. You put a sugar cube in it with cold water and you drink it, but, you know, here you can't, you can buy it.
I don't really think I'd really want to get caught up on the streets hallucinating. If I was in my house locked in and stuff.
I'm not a big person on hallucinogens. Phil, you could probably relate more to that.
No, I can't.
I'm not a big... No, I don't think I could...
Neither am I.
I don't know if I'd do while drinking Absinthe. I'd probably freak out.
That's probably why it's illegal.
Yeah, because it makes you high. It makes you hallucinate. It's liquid drugs, basically. And it has wormwood and different... Just things in it that you find in a forest, basically. But it has another ingredient in it that really, really makes you...
Stella's another one, isn't it? Stella.
Never heard of it.
Belgium. Yeah, Stella Art. to all.
My friend was drinking it one night. He's like, stuff's $500 a bottle for the good stuff. And he says, I'll send you a bottle. He's got money. He said, says, hell no. Can't have it here. You know, it's illegal.
$500 a bottle.
$500 a bottle for the real good absinthe. It's got real wormwood in it. And that's the stuff that makes you see all the different colors and it really relaxes you. Yeah.
I think I'd have to handcuff myself.
I'm telling you, bro. I know guys. A lot of guys that drink it from that live in, you know, Amsterdam, Germany. It's where it's legal, and they're like, man, you just put it in a little cup with an ice cube. I mean, a sugar cube and some ice, and you swallow it down. Just a, you know, like a shot, a little bit over a shot glass, and the stuff is great. And here's my friend drinking it like it's nothing. $500 a bottle.
Yeah,
well, I've got a better thing to spend $500 on than.
Yeah, well, I don't think he paid for it, you know. I think, but he says that's what it's like $480 a bottle. He's telling me he's gonna send me a bottle. I'm like, yeah, yeah. They'll grab that. They'll grab that at customs, and I'll be not slamming my kicking my door down. They'll arrest me. Not that I wouldn't mind trying it. I'd like to try it, but you know.
I think it's a bit much to kick your door down just for a bottle.
Well, it's absinthe, man. You know, it's like taboo here. But,
they just
made
it legal in the States about 4 years ago.
They made it illegal 4 years ago? Have you ever had it, Phil?
No.
No? You've heard of it, obviously, though.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've seen people that have done it, but...
How do they react when they're on it? I've seen people do it before, so how do they people stumble and shit, or...
Yeah.
They see things?
They can see things, and the girls start taking her clothes off and shit, but, you know, that's just my story.
No, I believe it. Good
oh,
shit.
Well, I've got to get something.
Well, you're in England. You're closer to it than we are. That's where they make the shit, you know? No, I'm not in England, but I'm sure a couple pounds over.
Everybody's not agreeing with you guys. Got some people want to know what happened to good old acid or THC.
Well, yeah.
Got somebody else. We should legalize shrooms.
Yeah.
Blue says, I'll take that T2 with a puff. And RoboDog's bringing up the rear with 500 damn funds. You can do the same thing.
500 what?
Mushroom.
Yeah, man, that ain't my cup of tea. I'm not a mushroom person or LSD person.
No.
Because they say that if you do LSD when you're younger, 40 years down the line, you can still trip out, you know, without even taking it. You can have another experience, and I believe it. So I'll stick to...
So you can just go and pick these mushrooms, can't you?
Yeah, bro, I went to a Chinese restaurant, and I got some Chinese soup a few years ago, and the mushrooms were picked from the forest, and I went home, I ate the soup, and I was tripping out. It was great. And I went back the next day, and I asked the cook, I said, where did you get these mushrooms? Were they frozen? Did you get them? He goes, no, we pick them ourselves. I said, give me another order of soup, a large. Put the same mushrooms in there. I ate them, nothing. I just happened to get a good batch of mushrooms. Just normal mushrooms, but I ate them, and I got them from the woods, and I was tripping out. I just...
Are you sure they didn't pick the wrong ones?
No, they're from the woods, and they were definitely, you know, you can go in the woods and pick mushrooms and get high off of them. It's
yeah,
a known fact.
You know, there's mushrooms that'll kill you, right? Then
you have mushrooms that can kill you, too, yeah. So, but these mushrooms...
I mean, what happened if the cook got the wrong ones? Mind you, I don't think they're going to give...
No, he probably did, and he didn't... He probably picked them in the woods, and they just happened to be a good
But were they the same type as the normal ones? Were they exactly the same species of fungi as the normal ones?
I don't know, but whatever ones they gave me made me see God. You know? Almost like if you've ever seen the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas with Johnny Depp and Benicio Del Toro. They go to Vegas and all they do the whole way there and while they're there is get high. And they trip out on LSD and mushrooms and everything. And Hunter Thompson, the great Hunter Thompson, the author, who's dead now, wrote the story and they made it into a movie. And Johnny Depp played Hunter Thompson. And Phil, I'm sure you've seen that movie, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No.
No? It's a good movie. Evil, you should see if you could pick it up.
I didn't
it's pretty
like...
funny. It's pretty. The whole time in Vegas, they're supposed to be covering some sports event, the Mint 400 dirt bike event race, whatever it is. And instead of doing that, they're getting high in the hotel room the whole time. Johnny Depp and Benicio del Toro. It's a pretty funny movie.
And you're getting high right now. Nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. Well, we know you are, Phil, and we're jealous. Very jealous. You know, you got to rub it in.
Over there later.
Well, marijuana is legal in California, isn't it?
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, you can smoke a joint and stand in a corner without getting arrested, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, in Massachusetts, they changed the law on it. You can have a certain amount on you. You can't stand out front of your house and smoke it.
Then you need to fucking move.
What's that?
You need to move. Because right now, people are answering your question about shrooms. One guy wants to know where the Chinese restaurant is at. I told him.
Okay, it's called.
The other guy says, hey, listen. The other guy says the good ones grow under cow shit. The other guy says, well, car shit is hard to find in San Diego. I told him, no, go to Santee. And then the guy says, nowhere to look for? Lots of love. And somebody else said, Poway. And then I got another, my friend Dago 81. Says, let's go harvesting. Should be pretty good after the rains. Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, but just make sure you pick the right ones.
No, but he's right. The best ones grow on the cow shit. He's right.
Yeah, but you have to make sure they're the right species. You don't want to end up ill in hospital or something, do you?
The cows or the mushrooms?
Both.
You don't want to eat death calf or something like that.
No, you got to be careful, but, you know, hey, life's a gamble, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to take a book or something with you.
Screw it, drink a bottle of Absinthe, you'd be all set.
You have to know
it. This gamble you guys take every day is putting your feet on the floor when you wake up to get out of bed.
Ain't that the truth?
You want to get a little book with you, take a little mushroom book, and then find what it is you need.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea,
that's
bro.
That's what I mean. I don't want you to eat something highly toxic that kills you like death cap. I mean, death cap would just kill you or put you in intensive care, one of the two.
Some people might like that.
Well, you know.
What's that, being intensive care? I don't know, all the morphine they give you.
Bro, I won't even get into my history with things. But anyway, I was standing on the bay next to the Boston Aquarium, and I had done something that I thought was something else, and I'll tell you, I was actually flying. And
well, you know what, you guys, we're down to 4 minutes, and now I'm going to play my closing song. My
cool.
Song that's dedicated to the ATF, the DEA, the Biker Task Force in any city, state in the United States. This one's for you guys. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody joining me. Join us again Thursday at the same time. Bill will be here Thursday. The lines will be open. Anything you want to talk about, anybody that's listening to the archives, it's free. You can download them and re-listen to them again. At the same thing you went to, just go in there and click on the blue box. Hit the play button and you can listen to the show all over again. Everything's free. Everything's there. And join us again Thursday. This one I'm going to do now is my favorite song. It's dedicated to, like I said, the ATF, the DEA, any law enforcement out there. This one's for you guys. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Like they thought I was Santa Claus, and their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama shoots me a dirty look, she thinks I'm just a creep of cause, but it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. I like to ride. ride big motorcycles. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots. And if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who'd ever thought a hairy ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter has seen all night. Still, I like to ride big motorcycles and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of funk. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, man.
All right. Get some sleep. Right. Have your tea and put your feet up, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I just got one more call to make, and then that's it for the night.
Yeah, don't forget to check in.
Check in on Thursday.
No, check in on your phone call. All right, man.
Okay.
All right, respect. Peace out.
All right, respect. Yeah, peace, man. Bye.